Now, let's move on because we're going to talk a little bit now about hearing loss. And the reason we're talking about it is because Audiology Medical Services, which has a clinic in Tralee, is opening one or has opened one also in Killarney. And to talk some more about this, I am joined on the line this afternoon by Sharnay Grobler, who is working at the clinic in Tralee and also at the one in Killarney. Sharnay, you're very welcome.
Hello, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Great to talk to you. Can I just start by asking you a bit about hearing loss generally? Are there any telltale signs for people to look out for that their hearing is perhaps not as good as it should be?
Oh, definitely. So one of the most common things are people who come in and say that, oh, but I'm all right on a one-to-one basis, but whenever I'm in a crowded area or in a group, I'm having difficulty. So that's basically one of the first things that we start noticing, is that whenever there's background noise, that you are going to have a bit of difficulty hearing. Another thing is people come in and say about ringing in their ears, that they say when it's quiet, I do experience a bit of ringing in the ears, or the spouse says that the neighbours can watch television, that's how loud it is, things like that.
Okay, so those are the telltale signs. And are people losing their hearing at a younger age these days, Sharnay? I wonder, because we hear so much about loud music at nightclubs and the fact that we're all using headphones now a lot. You see, every second person you see walking down the street seems to have some device in their ears. Is that all taking its toll on our hearing?
It definitely is. And the problem is you're not going to notice it when you are young. You'll only start noticing later in life. So basically, if we just go to headphones, the problem with headphones is there's no external monitoring of how loud the sound is. Say if you're in a room and with someone and they tell you, oh, the music is quite loud, there is some external monitoring, but when you have the ear pods or something like that in your ears and you're streaming that loud music straight onto the eardrum and the whole system, like I said, you won't notice the effects at a young age, but you're definitely going to notice it later in life.
Do you think that young people who use these AirPods or headphones at the moment, because practically every second person you see walking around a city or a street has them in, would you advise them to maybe turn them down a little bit? Would that perhaps help their hearing in the long term?
Yes. So headphones on its own is not causing the issue. Like I said, it's the volume and the duration that you use it. So if we, I like to think about the 60-60 rule, that so listening at 60% of the maximum volume and then 60 minutes at a time. So by just lowering the volume and by like shortening the duration that you actually do wear it, you can, you know, prevent permanent damage later on in life.
Okay, that's good advice for people tuned into us this afternoon. What kind of help is available for people, Sharnay, if they feel they're having or starting to have problems with their hearing? What would happen typically in a clinic like yours?
So I would say just come in for a hearing test. Even if you're just unsure, if you're listening today and you're like, well, I don't really have any of those, but maybe I should just have a check, you know, to come in for a hearing assessment. And then obviously you get different types of hearing assessments. And then if you do have a hearing loss, it might also be something like you have ear infection or you have a wax buildup or something like that. We can assess that and then either help you with amplification if you do need that, or then refer you on if it is an acute case. for like infection or something like that. And then, yeah, or refer to an ENT if it's something, an ear, nose and throat specialist, if it's something a little bit more severe. But you're not going to know until you come in to, you know, get a urine test and just see where you are today.
And do you provide hearing aids as well in audiology medical services, Sharnay?
We definitely do provide hearing aids. We also, there is also PRSI hearing aids. So basically what that means is that if you have STEM contributions in your during the period that you've worked and you have enough of the STEM contributions and you qualify for it, there are actually free hearing aids that you can get under your PRSI.
And I think a lot of people are afraid that the hearing aids will be visible, but I know that they're very small and very discreet nowadays, aren't they? They've changed completely from the old-fashioned hearing aids.
Oh, yes. I mean, most of the people think they're going to come in and walk out with a trumpet, you know. It's nothing like that. They're very discreet. And obviously, you get different. You get an in-the-ear hearing aid. You get behind-the-ear hearing aid. And people, what they should also realize is we have all the options available, but you're not necessarily a candidate for, say, the in-the-ear one or vice versa. So that's why it's important to come in and do a full assessment so that we know what will be the best solution for you. But across the board, they're really not these huge, bulky things that you can see from space. It has changed.
That is good to know. So I know you have a clinic already in Tralee and other parts of Kerry, but the latest one is the Killarney one, is that right?
Yes, Killarney at the GP Medical Centre on Scott Street.
Okay, so you're obviously very busy.
Quite busy. And there's actually two clinics in Tralee, at the Bon Secours Hospital and the Scotia House Clinic for the little ones, the peds.
Okay, so the advice just finally, I guess, Sharnay, is if you think your hearing is starting to go or you're having problems, get it checked out as soon as possible.
Oh, definitely. And the thing is, like, even if you don't think you have a problem, if you just want to just go have it checked out, because then there is a baseline for you. So then if there is a rapid decline or something like that, we have it on record. And if you do need to go for further assessment or something like that. So it's better just to know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, it was very interesting talking to you and finding out more about hearing loss and what help is available. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, Sharnay.
Thank you so much for having me.